Hey guys, well, welcome to day 10. It's hard to believe we're halfway through our fast. And God has so much in store. I just wanted to talk to you for a few minutes today and just see how are you feeling. You know, one thing that we talked about is as we enter into this fast, that God begins to give us insight and wisdom and revelation. So there's the spiritual side of the fast, and then there's the physical side of the fast. And to be honest, there's benefits to fasting on the physical side. Some people have said they've lost a couple pounds or they are thinking with clarity. There's just something about fasting that actually brings clarity to our thinking. So don't ever diminish the fact that there truly are physical benefits as well as spiritual benefits to fasting. And God made it very clear throughout the Word of God, as we've noticed in every one of our days, that there's so many scriptures about fasting and the importance of fasting. But today we have a really special name. It's a fun name. It's one you may not be aware of. Very few people have heard of Elkanah. Elkanah. The word Kwana is actually the word jealous. This is El, God, jealous. God is jealous for His people. He's jealous for His children. You know, I wanted to set this up with a story. You know, there's nothing like feeling loved and feeling desired and feeling wanted. I think when we're made in God's image, that's the reason why, because He so deeply desires intimacy with His children, with His creation, that He made us the same way. And if you're in a relationship with someone, whether you're married or you have a boyfriend or fiance, and there's just a deep, deep love that you have for one another. And then every once in a while, if you're feeling that you're not getting the attention that you want, you have a sense of almost jealousy. Well, did you know that there's a good jealousy? There's a kind of jealousy that has a deep desire for someone, for their love and their attention and their respect and their honor. And that's exactly what the scripture is telling us today. You remember yesterday we talked about Moses and how he was in war with the Amalekites and he lifted up his banner, and he lifted up the rod of God. And when he did, we talked about Jehovah Nissi and they prevailed. Well, that was chapter 17. We're working our way through Exodus and they're making their way through the wilderness. And this is the time where God's calling Moses up to the mountain and he's going to give him the Ten Commandments. Now, most of us know the Ten Commandments. We can quote some of them. But this is the commandment that talks about not putting any other gods before our God. And this is the word jealous. I want to read it to you. Kwana translated jealous. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. I am El Kwana, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation. So when God takes Moses up on the mountain and he's talking to him about the commandments, now I'm going to give you so much information in the next few moments together, so make sure you're listening. This is a very intimate time that Moses has with God. God brings him up on the mountain and he's starting to talk to him. Now the interesting thing I didn't know until I researched it, if you read from chapter 20 to chapter 34, which is the second time that God had to give Moses the Ten Commandments, because if you remember, he was so angry that he broke them. Between those chapters, Moses actually went up the mountain 8 times. 8 times he had to go back up and down this particular mountain as God's giving him the Ten Commandments. So he gives him the Ten Commandments and then he comes back down and he's speaking to him. Now, throughout this journey up Mount Sinai is the mountain, God begins to say to him, bring with you Joshua, or bring with you the priest, Levi, bring with you. So God is bringing people up and they waited on the mountain as Moses went up. And the Bible says he went into the cloud and he spoke to God. This is a very rare occasion where God literally is making himself known to Moses, because he's speaking to Moses the Ten Commandments for humanity. Now, not only do we find the Ten Commandments in those chapters from 20 to 34, but we find the law. We find how God wants us to live. I want you to read through all of those chapters, you guys, because you begin to see why we have the laws in place we have today. God spoke to Moses. He spoke then to Aaron, and Joshua got to see it, because he wanted his people to know how to live life in a healthy, humanitarian way. And within all of those guidelines and all of those instructions are what we find the Ten Commandments. Now, the first time in chapter 20, when we read about it, it's very clear that God says, I believe it's verse 4, that he tells him that there should be no other gods. Actually, chapter verse 5. have no other gods because I am a jealous God. Did you know that God is jealous for you? And I was on my prayer walk this morning as I was preparing for today's video, and I thought, God, explain to me your jealousy for me. Because to be honest with you, there have been times in my life I've been jealous over my husband or other things that friends had, or a sense of jealousy came in. And I said, help me understand the difference between my fleshly jealousy and righteous jealousy. And God began to explain to me the purity of pure love. See, pure love and devotion is what jealousy is. That's what God has for us. If my eyes are on anyone or anything other than my God, my Yahweh, then he becomes jealous for his children. And that's exactly what this verse is. When we see Elkanah, it's the name El, God, jealous. God is jealous for you. And so today what I want us to do in our time together is begin to just say, God, I surrender my life to you. I want to give you my attention. I want to give you my all. You know, we talked about the fast. I was just meeting with some of our staff, and we were talking about how God has been purifying their hearts. And there's like we talked yesterday, spiritual senses. Remember that? That all of a sudden you see things and you hear things and there's promptings. And that's what God's doing in this verse right here. That's what God's doing in this name, Elkanah. He's teaching us that he wants us to only have him as our God. He says, no other gods before me. Now, if you go ahead and read a little bit more of that chapter right there, you'll find out what God's explaining here is this is the Sabbath day, that he is our God and we are to keep the Sabbath day holy. Now, the Sabbath day is just the day that you give to God. It's the day that you worship God. It's the day that we come together. We call the Sunday our Sabbath. We come together and we worship together. And God wants that to be a holy, holy day. You know, I think in the world we live today, we've really compromised our Sundays. You know, our Sundays have become everything from kids' days and play dates and sports and football and all the things that we do on Sunday. And if it works out, we go to church. And I really do believe, I believe with conviction, that we truly have compromised this particular commandment that God is very clear. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For I am Elkanah, I am a jealous God. You are to have no other gods before me. He makes it very clear. We may not want to read it that way. We may feel that, oh, I'm uncomfortable with that, or that's Old Testament. I live under the New Testament. I live under freedom and grace. And although we do completely live under freedom and grace, it doesn't make void the Ten Commandments that God gave us. And so I just want to challenge you. I actually love church. I love coming on Sunday. I love being with God's people on Sunday. The Bible tells us not to forsake the assembling together of the saints. He tells us we need our time together. So I just want to encourage you through today's fast and today's reading that you begin to just look in your heart and ask if you want to recommit your decision to be with the body on Sunday, to be in church on Sunday, to be encouraged and to be stirred and stimulated, the scripture says, with love and grace with God's people. So I believe God said that for a very intentional purpose. Now, the cool part about our fast today is it goes hand in hand with our Elkanah, name of God, because in chapter 34 is we actually begin to read about the fast. So a little bit about the story. If you remember, Moses gets the Ten Commandments from God, and God was very clear, have no other idols before me. I am your God. Do not put any idols before me. Moses is coming down the hill. He gets down at the bottom of Mount Sinai, and he looks over, and there is Aaron and all the children of Israel, and they are bowing down and worshiping idols. And Moses became so angry. Now, you got to remember, he has just been with God. I mean, so much so that he radiated the love of God. And he became so angry, he threw the tablets down, he broke the Ten Commandments, he was so angry about it. And he was down the mountain and he begins to talk to the Israelites. What are you thinking? What are you doing? And don't you know? And I already told you. And there can be no other God but Yahweh God. And he has to make it back up the mountain. Well, as we said in the beginning of our video, if you count the times that Moses went up and down Mount Sinai, it was 8 different times. He went up to get the Ten Commandments, then he came back down. Then he went up to learn the law for the priests, and he came back down. And then he went up to be with God again, and he came back down. 8 times back and forth, and it was about a 4.5-hour journey up and down Mount Sinai. But this last time, as he went up in chapter 34 and he received the Ten Commandments from God again, the Bible was very clear, and it said, so he was there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat nor drink bread, and he wrote the tablets and the word of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. So for 40 days he fasted, no food and no water. Now, this type of fast is a very severe fast, I would call it. Not anyone in the Bible other than Jesus that I have found fasted 40 days and 40 nights, completely abstaining from food and water. So that would be one I would definitely highly recommend you talk to a doctor before, or your physician. Make sure you have counsel, because that's a pretty intense fast. But Moses was very intense about what was going on in his life. God had chosen him to give the people the law, the Ten Commandments, the rules, the regulations, the really just template for life. This was a very deep and personal and private and intimate time that Moses was having. And he went into a deep, deep fast. And so I want to encourage you again today, these next 24 hours, to read chapters 20 through 34 of Exodus, the story of Moses, the 8 times up and down that he went up and down the mountain, and how God was speaking to him, purifying him, teaching him, preparing him for what God had for him next. I want to encourage you to go ahead and do your discussion questions, and then join me as we look at our prayer together and we talk about El Quana. Our prayer is found on page 163, and pray with me. Thank you, El Quana, for your deep love and affection toward me. I understand that you are a jealous God and you desire my unconditional devotion. Today, I renew my commitment and my vow to you. I will have no other gods before you. This is a pretty personal name. And God wants no other gods to come before him. He has sanctified you and set you apart for a holy purpose. Stay strong, stay on your fast, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.